I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News. It's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It is Veterans Day 2014, and Doug, we're going back and looking at the 100th anniversary of World War One.
World War One began in 1914. The U.S. did not enter World War One until 1917, but we thought this was a good opportunity to look back on some of our oral history interviews with World War One veterans. We have many World War Two veterans interviewed for our collection, but very few World War One. And in fact, we have only three, one of which is an interview with Kelly G. Gilbert, which was conducted in 1985. Mr. Gilbert was a farmer in Franklin County who was drafted and trained at Camp Taylor in Louisville. And he talks about personal details about the trench warfare that he experienced at the tail end of the war.
Were you in the trenches that had been dug for some time in any of those areas?
Oh, yeah. They'd been, like I told you, when we went to the, the Belleau Wood. That trench had been there for God knows how long.
And when you were there in September or October, whenever it was, were they dry?
You mean the dry weather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And life in that trench, you lived in that trench, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. You ate? That place I'd live.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't get but 2 meals a day.
When you were in those trenches, were you able to sleep pretty good at night?
Well, I guess I slept some. I didn't sleep too much. Mm-hmm. And I'd go in trench rats I haven't jumped on my bed several times, getting to go trench rats that long. And we had these old, what's it called, cooties, the lice, and they'd jump.
Is that right?
I spent many nights trying to get them things off of me.
Was your bed made out of wood, or?
Yeah.
You didn't have a spring?
No.
Did you have a mattress?
No mattress. I just
blanket?
Blankets.
On wood?
Yeah.
A blanket on wood?
That's all you have.
Okay. Was the artillery firing at night almost all the time?
All the time.
Some going out and some coming in?
Right, firing all the time.
And you didn't have, that didn't cause you any trouble on sleeping.
Oh, no. You get used to it.
Yeah, you get used to that.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating trip into the trench warfare that we've all read so much about.
That's why oral history is really important. It gives you that firsthand experience and records and preserves that story. And in this final clip, Mr. Gilbert reflects on the after effects of the war and even compares his experience to World War II.
Well, when you came back, you know, there were a lot of people that were shell-shocked. Did you see some of those?
Oh, yeah, I seen some of the boys shell-shocked. I was shell-shocked myself. I'm still nervous from it.
Are you?
Yeah. It didn't bother me too much. It bothered me some, too. Mm-hmm. The gas didn't bother me too much.
What did you think about the war?
Well, I tell you, it was pretty rough. I tell you that we didn't have nothing to fight with. Nothing like World War II.
Right.
They had everything to fight with, and we didn't. Mm-hmm. And then another thing, they didn't use no gas, and we did. They had gas on us.
This is just one more reason why we should honor veterans more than just on Veterans Day.
Veterans Day is on November 11th. World War One ended on November 11th, and that also happens to be Mr. Gilbert's birthday, so particularly memorable for him.
Are these interviews available online?
Yes, all of our World War One interviews are available at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd, Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries, has been our guest on this Veterans Day edition of Saving Stories. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.